This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's assuming that we're all still here on Sunday. Watching the news, I'm not sure we will be. It seems like this is going to be the worst storm that's ever hit us, according to the news. And I love the models, though, that they've sent out here. We could have tomorrow 1 inch, or we could have 15 inches. I've seen some places where they're calling for as much as 16 or 17 inches. Bill, what's your prediction? How many inches of snow will we get? Are you in here tomorrow, by the way?
Yeah, I'll be here.
What time?
Tomorrow night, 6 to 12.
So I'll be here till 8, right? Or 8:30 or whatever. So when we get here at 8 o'clock, you know, when I leave here at 8:30 tomorrow, how many inches of snow will be on the ground?
I'm going to say 2 at the most.
2 at the most. I think that's probably a good guess. I think 2, maybe there's some places in the mountains there'll be something like, I don't know, 10, 8, I don't know. Up north of Route 80, up that way, you know, who knows? They get a lot of snow. They get snow in June up there anyway, you know, some of those places up there. So, but yes, if by any chance we're still around on Sunday and you're looking for a place to go to watch the championship games, Archie's has 50 cent wings, $7. Bud Lights. The topic of today, I've heard all day people talking about Art Rooney and the things that he said when he was on with Joe and Ron Cook. We will hear that interview probably at some point later tonight. I think the two things, the three things that sort of jumped out to me about it, one is that he doesn't really seem to know, and actually he does know, but he doesn't want to say, who is his defensive coordinator. I mean, he says who his defensive coordinator is, but he was asked point blank, who is it that is responsible for the defense? And he basically said, well, I mean, I don't know. I can't give you a percentage of the play calls and all the other stuff. That seemed to me to be a very strange answer. I just thought he would be a little more definitive. And, you know, again, it goes back to one of two things. If Keith Butler is responsible for the defense, he hasn't really done a great job. And, you know, if you look at where they were at last year versus where they're at this year, their defense is actually a little worse than it was last year. So if that's the case, then, you know, why is he still around? And if it's a case of where, well, we have him around even though Mike Tomlin is responsible for the defense, my question is, why do you need him around? You know, just make push instead of hiring people and spending more money to hire people, make him the linebackers coach. That's what he used to be anyway. Make him the linebackers coach and just let Mike Tomlin run the defense. So that really stuck out to me because it bothered me that the answer wasn't a little more definitive one way or the other. The other thing that he said that really kind of stuck out to me was when he was asked about whether or not the team is a circus, or however you want to say it, is there a lot of confusion? Is there a lot of things going on with this team? Is there turmoil? Is the team turmoil? Does that label apply? You know, that whole thing. And he basically said, well, not basically. No, we were 13-3 last year. And teams don't go 13-3 if they're having meltdowns or whatever. I really got to be honest with you. That's not an acceptable answer either. Not in my mind. It's so easy in so many ways to point to the fact that, yeah, they won a lot of games last year. They won a lot of really close games. And mostly because they had better talent than most of the teams they played against. They probably should have won by a lot more than they actually did. They probably should have won a lot of these games by a lot more than they should, than they actually did. But, you know, the reality is they were, you know, they were 13-3. They won a couple in overtime, a couple of, you know, with some kicks and this and that and the other thing. And the other part of it is that was last year. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's gone on over the last two or three or four seasons off the field. But last year, they lost a playoff game to a team that theoretically they were supposed to beat. They've won a total of three playoff games in eight seasons. They haven't gotten it done like they're supposed to get it done with all of the talent they have. So I think that was what was a little disappointing to me. What he said basically to, you know, about the idea that there isn't a culture problem and, you know, there isn't turmoil here and all that other stuff. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. I think that unless, you know, he could have been doing the lawyer speak thing, but unless he was doing lawyer speak, if he really believes that, that nothing really needs to change and everything is good, that to me is a problem. Because then that tells me there's not going to be a lot that changes about anything. The last thing he said that was interesting was the fact that he will work with Mike Tomlin. They'll sit down, they'll talk. He may or he may not extend them this year. The Steelers generally, you know, when a coach has 2 years left on his contract is when they extend it. I'm honestly going to say this. I really think that if they extend Mike Tomlin this year, they don't need to do that. If they extend him this year, I think it really could create a wave of a backlash from your fans. You know, I think if they really are going to do things the right way, I think you meet with Mike Tomlin, you talk to him, you tell him, listen, we like some of the things you've done, but you haven't had a good year this year. Last year you fell short in the playoffs. So what we need to do is really think long and hard here. What we're going to do, we're going to, you know, keep you in place as our coach because we think that, you know, you can get the job done, but we're not going to extend you until next year at this time if you turn it around. But that's just me. That's what I would have done. Anyway, Art Rooney was on the air today, had a lot to say about the Steelers. I'll continue to talk about that. 412-928-9370 is the number.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.